بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ برکاتہ کلام چزمبی صاحب دامت برکاتہ العالیہ put it in a poetic form in a few قطعات سمرائے خون آرزو دوستو یہ چراغ دنیا کے دوستو یہ چراغ دنیا کے تیل سے بوٹیوں کے جلتے ہیں دوستو یہ چراغ دنیا کے تیل سے بوٹیوں کے جلتے ہیں دل میں لیکن چراغ عشق خدا دل میں لیکن چراغ عشق خدا آرزو کے لہو سے جلتے ہیں دوستو یہ چراغ دنیا کے تیل سے بوٹیوں کے جلتے ہیں دل میں لیکن چراغ عشق خدا آرزو کے لہو سے جلتے ہیں And the other one, the title is Zindagi Ka Visa, the visa of your life. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, Kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, کب بلا لے خدا نہیں معلوم اس میں توسیع بھی نہیں ممکن اس میں توسیع بھی نہیں ممکن اور ہے میعاد کیا نہیں معلوم زندگی کا عجیب ہے ویزا کب بلا لے خدا نہیں معلوم اس میں توسیع بھی ہے ناممکن اور ہے میعاد کیا نہیں معلوم قرب کا شربت لاسانی فرمایا کہ جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی جتنی تمہاری قربانی قربانی اس کا بھی جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی پھر تو ہے لذت روحانی قرب کا شربت لاسانی جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی پھر تو ہے لذت روحانی قرب کا شربت لاسانی جتنی تمہاری قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی میرے دقتا واہر میرے رب العالم واہر میرے رب العالم ارض و سما کیسے ہے معلق ارض و سما کیسے ہے معلق
کوئی ستون ہے اور نہ کوئی تھم، ارض و سما کیسے ہے معلق، ارض و سما کیسے ہے معلق، کوئی ستون ہے اور نہ کوئی تھم، سارا عالم ہے بے کالم، سارا عالم ہے بے کالم، سارا عالم ہے بے کالم، واہر میرے رب العالم، واہر میرے رب العالم، واہر میرے رب العالم، ارض و سما کیسے ہے معلق، ارض و سما کیسے ہے معلق، کوئی ستون ہے اور نہ کوئی تھم، سارا عالم ہے بے کالم، واہر میرے رب العالم، واہر میرے رب العالم، واہر میرے رب العالم.
حضرت والا کا کلام، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آئے.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارک وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله. ما شاء الله by Jaz made a very good choice of the poems. It's Qurbani time and about sacrifice, mashallah. For the first one, Tamra Khune Arzu, the fruit of burning the blood of your desires. A person has got desires and sometimes they become very strong also, which Hazrat refers to in his poem as Nari Shahwa, when the lust builds so much that one person in this week explained that he's got his kitabs in front, he's got Quran Sharif and his computer is there, but when this fire of lust heats, then he doesn't see its Quran Sharif or anything, and what filth he goes on to the computer. So this Nare Shahwat, so to burn that fire and to stay away from guna, to develop taqwa. Taqwa is in a person, to kindle that taqwa, to use that power of taqwa. But that when Nare Shahwat hits a person, then that also gives up. Then there is only one thing that can control that, is the noor of the love of Allah. If a person had developed the love and got that noor of the love of Allah, that overpowers that shahwat of that person, that burning like a fiery lust and desire, that at that time you don't see who you are, you don't see who is your wife, your children, what your position is, you think of nothing, you just want to pull. So a person who is quiet, the noor of the love of Allah, he overcomes that at that time. So this beautiful poem of Hazrat, that the fruit of burning the blood of the lust of a person, when a person has got, whether it's to do what is sexual lust and desire, whether it is to do with jah, that I want name, fame, position, then also a person doesn't consider anything. I must become famous. People mustn't turn to anyone else. They must only turn to me. All must be praising me all the time. When that also hits a person, then he does such things which are the most stupid, but he can't see. He can't see his folly and his stupidity. He's blinded by everything. So to burn that is very important. So Hazrat says, Dosto ye chiragh dunya ke, oh my friends, these lamps of this dunya, they burn tel se botiyo ke jalte hai. They burn by oil, paraffin, etc., diesel, oil, etc. Or, like we make a braai, you put acorns in there, you put your charcoal in there, it burns with the things of this dunya. Dil mein lekin chiraghe ishke khuda, but in the heart, however, the lamp of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And muhabbat is love, ishq is an intense love. That intense love of Allah, that arzu ke lahu se jalte hai, burns that love of Allah Ta'ala burns in the heart when a person his desires, arzu, when he made the blood of his desires, he burns that. He burns out the blood of his desires. Then that love of Allah Ta'ala develops in that heart. And when that love of Allah Ta'ala comes, it surpasses everything. That person then is totally made, completely. Nothing then can overpower him. Otherwise, a person, he will find that small things become a big issue in his life. So hardly any temptation, and is going towards guna. So this is what a person, until we haven't developed this first, if you get some fine for 10,000 rand, you never worked, you haven't got 10,000, how are you going to pay? If you work before, you got 100,000, you have to pay a 10,000 rand fine, no problem. You will manage it. So the love of Allah and taqwa has to be developed first. And this hits a person at any time in his life, and no matter who he is. Even, especially, for example, for wealthy people, people of dunya, then this desire of name and fame, jah, that everyone must turn to me, ulama, hafiz al Quran, qari, also this thing comes, that all must praise me, all must just choose me, I'm the number one in everything, the best qari in the country, best qari in the world. These desires come in a person. So till this taqwa is not developed, and before time, and the noor of the love of Allah, otherwise a person will fall short, and he will have great and grave problems, and the grave problems will be in the grave. So therefore a person has to develop this, and that is why we come here, we have this majalis, that we are in need of this, to develop this. And if we develop that, inshallah, whatever hurdles, and they come in a person's life, you will be able to overcome them easily. The second one, zindagi ka visa, the visa of our life. This is also a very beautiful explanation Hazrat has given. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, the visa of our life is very strange and fascinating, different from all the visas of all the countries. You get a visa for a country for 3 months, 6 months, 10 years, you get a visa, multiple visas, single visa you get. So all these different kinds of visas you get. Kab bulale khuda nahi maalum. But the visa of coming in this dunya, there is no date written on it. Just like Khan Sahab got married, and after a few days he was studying his marriage certificate. So his wife asked him, what's wrong, Khan Sahab? What are you studying so heavily? You're looking at your marriage certificate. So I'm looking for the expiry date. So the visa has got no date, not even expiry date. You don't know when, any time. It's there, it's written, but it's invisible. We cannot see that date. And when that date and moment comes, then لا يستأخرون الساعة ولا يستقدمون. It won't be delayed a moment, and it won't come forward a moment. Sometimes a person feels also, I'd rather die now. And on that also, Hazrat's very beautiful form. Sometimes a person is faced with so many problems and difficulties, hardships, he says, I'd rather die now. I can't handle it. I can't take it anymore. So Hazrat says, Ghabra ke kehte hai ke ab mar jaye. That now all in tension, in under pressure, difficulties, I'd rather die now. Mar ke bhi chain na paya to kidhar jaye. And after you have died, and in the qabr there isn't peace also, now where you go? If the snakes have to be let loose on you, scorpions, farishtas with their huge hammers, and the fire of Jahannam coming to you, now where are you going to escape? So this visa of this dunya is there, but it's invisible, and we don't know when. And today, nowadays especially, we should be more concerned. Almost daily we are hearing of people 29 years old, 42 years old, young people. That youngster here in Azadgarh, very health conscious, no cold drink, no sweets, anything. In matric or standard 9 he was, 16, 17 years, he slept at somebody's house for security purposes, never woke up in the morning. So you don't know when Allah will call up. So a person has to be ready all the time. Usme tawsi bhi hai na mumkin. There is no extension in this visa also. Aur hai mi'ad kya nahi ma'alum. And for how long is this visa? You don't know. If you go in any place, your visa is 3 months. You prepare your stay, you made your return booking comfortably, everything. But when you don't know, when you have to go. And we'll come pick you up anytime. You must be ready all the time. Then a person who realizes that, you won't enjoy stay also. Because whatever you want to do, I'll be picked up anytime. Hey, a person who realizes this, and this is this dunya's visa, that you don't, it's there, it's stamped, invisible. We can't read it. And we have to, and we'll be called anytime. So a person should be ready. Fortunate is that person who prepares in this way. And then when he goes, a person who prepared, that is also ajeeb. Like, how does maut come to a person? Tamutun kama tahyun. You will die as you live. Like you live a life of a dog, you die the death of a dog. You live by the gun, you die by the gun. Gangsters, etc. Commonly their death also comes in that way. How you live, like that you die. So a person who lives a wrong life, if it is unfortunately even without iman, or with iman but no preparation of akhirat, only dunya, love of dunya all the time, dunya. It is like crooks get in the house and they kidnap you. You don't want to go. House people don't want you to go. But therefore, they're there. They got the power. They come with guns. 8-10 people. And with the big guns, what you going to do? Or the intelligence service come. Intelligence agency. And they come and arrest you. They just break into your house. They also come. And they got no laws. There's nothing that applies. Abuse of power. They just break down the door. They come. They take you and they take you away. You don't want to go. House people don't want you to go. And where they're taking you, you don't know. What they're going to do with you, you don't know. And then, like when ghusl is given, they've stripped you naked also. Okay? Everything of yours, your false teeth they take away. Your watch they take away. Your glasses they take away. Everything is taken away. And you are in this dilemma. Where am I going? What's going to... And in fact, they are beating you up also. Come, quickly. Somebody hitting you from, kicking you from the back. And they are trained. And how they hit also. Their punches, how they hit you with the butt of the gun, etc. That is, if you live that life, you get that back. The other is, a bride who is getting married. Now, they propose for her everything. All the preparation for the wedding with eagerness. Everyone is preparing. Mother knows my daughter that I carried in my womb for so long. How I tended her, how I looked after her, and with love and kindness, everything. How she grew up in front of my eyes. What love and muhabbat there was. Now the mother also is happily buying her trousseau, buying her clothes for her, getting her ready. She is also getting ready, putting mehndi, beautifying herself, everything. And now she's going to go. She's happy to go. The family is happy to send her off also. And then when the wedding takes place, the nikah is finished now. The bridegroom, what his family have come. His mother, father, the family, they can come and collect her now. She also now, she cries that time, which is also natural. Leaving her mother, leaving her family, where she grew up, she's leaving. She sits in the car, she's crying. But as soon as the door is closed and the car takes off, all that crying is forgotten. Now she's laughing and smiling. She's sitting next to her husband now and going happily. They came with presents to take her. They came with bouquets of flowers to take her. A person who lived like that is received like that also. And he is also eager to go. The family is also eager to send him. They are sad also that how long we live together, which is a natural, and Islam didn't cancel Islam. It's not an artificial religion that you stayed 60, 70 years with your family, with your children, and now you've got no feeling for them, you're just going away. No, that also. But when you see all that, what is that? So that this visa Allah has given, and a person prepares for it, how wonderfully he will go. And on that, I remember this one recent incident. A girl in Saudi Arabia got married, and she was made up, dolled up, everything, her makeup and her dressing, everything. Nikah took place in the masjid. The groom's party came to take her now, going home. It was Isha time. So upstairs she was in her room. The mother came, your husband has come, the groom's party has come, they've come and fetch you. Come, you must go now, meet your husband, we've come to fetch you. She said, I still have to make my Isha. She said, now you're going to make your Isha, you're going to make wuzu study, yeah? All your makeup is going to get washed away. And then how will it be? How much effort we made? How much we paid for your makeup? And what a doll you are, looking like so beautiful. But all your makeup and everything. And she said, no, I have to make it. Father said, I'll become angry with you. She said, you become angry, but if Allah become angry with me, Maisha, I have to make it. She said, you can make it there. She said, if you give me guarantee, I'll live till I reach my husband's house, then it's all right. She said, who can give that guarantee? So she went, she made her wuzu, all her makeup, and she went for namaz, and in sajda she passed. So a person who prepares like that, and with her makeup, of worry of namaz. What is this dunya's makeup, the lipstick, the blush, and all this? What is that? Nothing compared to the makeup of that sacrifice she had made, and how she's received that. So Allah bless us with that, inshallah. Qurb ka sharbat la thani. This closeness of Allah that a person gets, there is no secondary. It's number one which hasn't got a number two. There is not that first division and second, it's only first division. There is no second class pass, no second division, the closeness of Allah. And all by these things a person gets it. He doesn't just fall from the air with sacrifice. Then a person, and the sacrifice, oh, it's not a big thing also. It is your lust and your desire. To reach it are only two steps. Put one step on your lust and desire, and next step you have got Allah Ta'ala. Jitni tumhari qurbani. How lot your qurbani, your sacrifice, the levels of it. How much you make qurbani, utne khuda ki meherbani. So much Allah's favors fall upon you. The more you make your qurbani, the more the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Phir tohe lazzate ruhani. Then you get that spiritual benefit. We want, today all of us, we want the deen of Islam according to our tafsir. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. I live a wonderful life in this dunya also, and we wonderful life, latest fashions, brand names. A woman, she mixes around with the man, she's got parda, she observes her parda also. She's got her tight cloak on, which is showing her figure also. She's got all the decoration on her abaya also. And she's mixing, talking with the man, but she's in parda. She's a parda woman. So she's making namaz also, man also making namaz, but their mind is in all the festivity, the enjoyment which is taking place. But namaz also we make. It can be a gambling den, but there's a musalla also. We are pious people. Gambling is, that also goes, and namaz also goes, and there's halal food outlet also. They're gambling one side, and the other side there's they worried of halal food also. It must be certified halal also. So both things go. So we want the good of dunya also. We can also go and jog on the road. Yeah, put on a abaya, then you, it's halal kosher now. Certified halal now. You go jog with a abaya. The man also, you wear Bermuda, etc. It's you walking on the beach and that. It's all certified halal now. That also we do. We live the lives, we ape the West, and we are perfect Muslims also. We are very particular, like we go and eat all junk food. But when we order the cold drink, it must be diet. Diet Pepsi, diet Coke. We're so conscious also. So our deen also, all dunya, everything goes. But when then must be diet. It must be certified halal by this organization, that organization. So all these things here, yeah, that is the type of life that we want to live. So with this, we can't get the love of Allah Ta'ala. We have to make those sacrifices and become genuine. This watered down Islam, mild Islam, Islam that suits the West, Islam that suits Shaitan, that Islam is not accepted by Allah. That Islam Allah gave to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Call it fundamentalism, and you must be happy if people call you a fundamentalist, call you an extremist, etc. You must be happy, because what is meant by fundamentalism, extremism? Sunnat Islam, the Islam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you are being well accommodated, that you got very liberal views, and you accommodate, then you must be frightened. That's something wrong with me. But when you have got that that Islam, when they call you an extremist, they call you a fundamentalist, all those things, then you must be happy that you have got the proper Islam. If you are getting buried tomorrow, Yawmul Ahad, and you told your friend he's got a shoe shop to bring the latest shoes, And for man also, that shoes, high heels also, and extra long pointed, that's all that pointed shoes. But now they are not fitting. He brought the wrong size, too small. So the wise thing to do, chop your toes. That is the wise thing to do in this time. Accommodate it. But I must wear that. I must fit into Western society. Whether I chop my Islam off here and there, take off a little bit here, take off a little bit there, doesn't matter. But I must fit into Western society. I must fit into the family environment. What can that sacrifice doesn't yield anything. But when a person makes, and mashallah today, Allahu Akbar, makes so happy, it will be encouragement for all. Today, you see how I feel. Ibrahim Ibn Adham is alive today. One friend of ours came in this week, IT specialist, got a top job. After deductions and all, net his wages is 3 times what his actual expenses are. It's 3 times his actual expenses. But he says, I did 11 suparas hibs when I was a youngster. I got lot qaza namaz. I want to give up all this and devote my life to Allah. That was the sacrifice of Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah. He said, I can manage easily, and the money that is in my pension fund, that will cover me easily. He's not even thinking of investing it. He said, I can live on that, and I can carry. And he says that I'm 45 now, and the government will only give me my pension at the age of 65. Well, I live till then or what? So this, that sacrifice a person makes, this is what. And how much your sacrifice, so much Allah. When Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah Ali made that sacrifice, and he went in the jungle to seek Allah Ta'ala, sunle mere nale, sunle mere nale, oh Allah, listen to my plea, mujhe apna le, make me yours, oh Allah, I want to be yours, you become mine, oh Allah, that's all I want, oh Allah. And he made the sacrifice and he went to the jungles. Allah sent biryani of Jannah for him. There was another person who also made a similar sacrifice. But jitni tumhari qurbani. His qurbani was, he was a grass cutter. He had his sickle. He should cut the grass, fasten it with a string, go and sell it in the bazaar. He should get money to buy his 2 rotis. He made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, if you free me of this, you give me my 2 rotis. And I don't have to work like this. I can just be making your ibadat. That's what I want to do. You will be happy. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. Every day 2 rotis and chutney should come down. And that is also extremely delicious. Ask a hungry man, the 2 rotis with chutney, he should get that. And when he got the smell of biryani, after how many years he's eating, 2 is chapatis, rotis. And chapati is a roti without ghee. Like a dry roti, and with his chutney, and I got the smell of qurbani. He looked up, who is this who came now? That for him, biryani. So Ibrahim, he said, Ya Allah, he only came today. I'm how many years here? And for me, 2 rotis and chutney, and he knew visitor, and for him, biryani. Allah says, if you want to, take your sickle and take your string and go cut grass again. What sacrifice? He sacrificed his kingdom. You sacrificed your grass cutting. He sacrificed his kingdom. So what is? So jitni tumhari qurbani, utni khuda ki meherbani. So those who make, and in this, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that how much you got lust. Many people feel, I got too much lust and too much ghuma. I can't control myself. Mine, you can't understand what my position is. The amount of lust, the more you got, the more greater wali of Allah you. Just control it, sacrifice it. The greater wali of Allah. Me, my eyes. For you is alright, you pull just in the darlum all the day, you sing farishtas all the time here. Yeah. You what you see, what you know, what is all that temptation. And we are in the middle of it all. When the secretary or your worker comes and she puts her face, all makeup and perfume, and she puts her face right next to your face and she speaks to you, how you people don't know what. Those who make that sacrifice, the darja of Allah is also so good. So jitni tumhari qurbani, utni khuda ki meherbani, phir to hai lazzate ruhani. Then is the enjoyment of the spiritual enjoyment. Then now qurbani comes, we just gone in an ecstasy. Ah, what a period. Now again qurbani. And we're going to live this, the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You enjoy everything. Roza you enjoy. Tilawat you enjoy. tarawih you enjoy, that qiraat of the imam you enjoy, is just enjoyment all the time. Qurb ka sharbat la thani. The closeness of Allah, the reward of it, there is no second. It is so great that you don't think, you can't measure it, you can't compare it with anything. But this is what Allah Ta'ala gives. And Allah's qudrat by which we can gain this also. Wahri mere Rabbul Alam. Oh, by Allah, how great aren't you? Ardo sama kaise hai mu'allaq. How Allah has not suspended the earth also, and the sky also is suspended. The sky is also a solid object. Scientists believe it's the end or it's a limit of our vision, and we see it like that. But the reality is, the sky is also a solid object, and it is around. How great, how far it is, and the earth is a small ball, and they are not suspended on the horns of a bull, which the old people used to believe. The earth is suspended on the horns, and when there's an earthquake or something, that bull shook his head a little bit. It isn't like that. The earth is not a flat table as scientists of the people of before believed. If you go till the end, you'll fall down into nowhere somewhere. It's not like that. It's a round ball. It's not supported with chains, not supported with columns or anything, just suspended in air. In Canada, Toronto, they've got a science center. MashaAllah, they've got a lot of the inventions of the Muslims also, and the time we went, that was a week for Muslim inventions which they were highlighting. But that was one side. Yeah, on the other side, they had this one whole table on which they had the sun and the earth there. And what the distance is, all according to scale, what it is. But with all the science and with all the atmospheric pressure which they can control, that ball of the earth to be just suspended, they couldn't. They've got an arm, a plastic arm or a steel arm to hold the earth up, which they could do with certain pressure of the air, blow it up with another pressure, control it, or with magnetic forces they could do. But they fail in that. With all the science, they had to put a plastic arm. The earth is not resting on a plastic arm or an iron arm or something. It's not held up, which is just suspended. If you've got a table tennis ball, you leave it, it won't stay in the air. A feather, it won't stay in the air. It will fall down. But the earth, for how many years? And not only the earth, not only the sky, the sun, the moon, Venus, Pluto, Mercury, all the other objects, all just suspended in space. The earth, if you think it is atmospheric pressure goes to about 500 miles, 800 kilometers. After that, atmospheric pressure is also finished. Those people go in spacecrafts, out of that, they have to take their own oxygen. Gravity gets finished. And magnetic force, gravity also is finished now. They just float around there. So Allah Ta'ala has put all these things just in space. What is the qudrat of Allah? Sare alam hai be kalam. All the objects, the heavenly objects, are without any support whatsoever. Wahre mere Rabbul Alam. Wahre mere Rabbul Alam. Oh my Allah, you beyond comprehension. Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchaan. Ardo sama kaise hai muallaq. In another, Hazrat says, we have seen the heavens and the earth, and from there we have recognized you. We see all this, but we don't take anything. We like zombies. The morning, which particularly Allah refers to, Fajr time, Maghrib time, the sunrise, these are times for people, ulul albab, men of real intelligence, to take lessons of Allah's qudrat. How it was dark, now it's lighted in the whole day. How it was day, the sun was shining, night. How winters were so cold, and now how summers are so hot. We just say, very cold, this year's winter, very cold. And when summer comes, we forget, we say, this year it wasn't so cold. And those who suffered in the cold want to give you a slap, and they want to thump you down. That how we suffered in the winter, now you say, you forgot so quick that the winter wasn't so severe. But who is it that from that winter he brought? From autumn, spring, from spring, autumn. But we don't take lesson of it, and we don't recognize it. May Allah Ta'ala give us this reality.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Wala ka kalam. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e-karam aaya.
کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، نظر کے سامنے قسمت، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ، امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ، بامید کرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، زبان شکر زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، میری امید سے زیادہ، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا،
MashaAllah, this very beautiful poem and rendered also so beautiful, MashaAllah, Brother Ijaz. Tere dar par tera banda wa ummeed e karam aaya. And it is so befitting for now, but so many hajis there, and we should also visualize that we are also there. Fortunate is that person who may be far away, but his heart is in Makkah Sharif at this moment. Or your banda, your slave has come to your threshold, to your house, with the hope of karam, that you should show your kindness, not justice, but kindness, that you just show your kindness. And Allah is such, and we should make one of our du'as, Ke Allah, jo tujhse ummeed rakhta hai, tu inko na ummeed nahi karta, tu inko mayus nahi karta. A person who has hope in Allah, Allah doesn't let that person lose his hope. Allah grants him a person who has got hope in Allah Ta'ala. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. By the kindness of Allah, the haram of Allah has come in front of me. That also a person who has found reality won't think that my money, I organized my trip, I got my tickets, I got my bookings, etc. No, it's over Allah's karam. And he'll praise Allah Ta'ala. Hamari zindagi ka waqt, وَقْتِ مُغْتَنَمْ آيَا. That time of our life came when we have to coin, we have to cash up, we have to cash in now to get great what for one namaz, 100,000 namazes. This is the opportunity when you are there at the haram, your du'as, your ibadah is a time to cash up now, time to coin in, and not what is December, what is any other time, this is the time for enjoy, for coining up now. Karam se Rabbi Kaaba ki du'aya rad nahi hoti. By the kindness of Allah, the du'as there of the Kaaba, around the Kaaba in the Haram, they are not rejected. Any time, and there even much more, how Allah accepts du'as. Nazar ke saamne qismat se meri multazam aaya. In front of me, by the kindness of Allah, Allah put in my taqdeer, my qismat, that I now by multazam. Where am I now? I was in Makkah Sharif. Now I'm in the Haram. Now I was making tawaf. Now I'm right at multazam. Yeah, I've got multazam now. Yahan ka zarra zarra mazhare anware kaaba hai. Every atom here, every grain here is a sign and expression of the anwar, the noor of the Kaaba. Whatever there is, fihi ayatum bayyinat, clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. And that person whom Allah is blessed with eyes sees all this. Otherwise, if our eyes are blind and the eyes of the heart are blind, with the eyes of the head, we will see the woman of the world. Our eyes will fall on them and we won't see the anwarat which are there. We'll see all the other wrong that is happening. This person is doing this, that person is doing that. We'll fault finding. Our eyes will be engaged in fault finding. Our eyes will be engaged in looking at other women. Then where can those eyes see the anwarat? A person whose eyes are closed to fault finding, looking down upon people and not looking at other women, etc., that person, his eyes will be open to the anwarat which are there. Ye malik ka karam hai us pe jo uske haram aaya. This is the kindness of Allah on a banda, that the haram of Allah has come in front of him. They end by the haram, not only the physical haram, but the spiritual haram. That now you have entered the court of Allah. Not only the haram day in Makkah Sharif, but that you have entered the court of Allah Ta'ala. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, though we are full of sin. And a person has to realize this also. My namaz is full of faults also. My iman is full of weaknesses also. But Allah, where can I go? There is no other door for me besides you. Tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeed karam aaya. To your threshold, to your door, your banda has come with the hope of great mercy. A great alim buzurg, he says he was at Rozai Mubarak, and a Bedouin came. And he made such a plea that he says he took me also off my feet. And I was also surprised. He came and he said, oh Allah, this is your Rasul, Rasul of Rahmat. He is your beloved. And I am your banda, I am full of sin. And shaitan is your enemy. If you forgive me, your Rasul will be so happy. And shaitan will be so angry. And if you don't forgive me, your enemy shaitan will be so happy. And your beloved, your Nabi will be so sad. And your banda will be destroyed. He said, what a beautiful dua he made. And this all comes when a person has that connection. What Allah then inspires a person. You can be a Bedouin or you can be a great alim. Otherwise, it comes also, it is narrated, مَنْ لَا وِرْدَ لَهُ لَا وَارِدَ لَهُ. A person who hasn't got wazifas, ma'mulats to do, nothing, is not inspired in any way. No inspiration comes in his heart. But a person who reads his ma'mulat, tilawat, zikr, all that he does, Allah inspires that heart. Then such things Allah blesses a person with. Zumani shukar qasir, the tongue of shukar has ended. It can't now, there are no words. It can't move, it's gone tongue-tied. You haven't got words to express. Lughat mein dam nahi. Language hasn't got words. The words of the language also have expired now. No words in the language also. Meri ummeed se ziyada nazar unka karam hai. More than what I could hope for, Allah's karam has come. And when a person strives in this path, Allah opens such things which he could not dream of, which he could not ever imagine. His seniors get surprised where this person has reached. His contemporaries get surprised. We were the same, we studied the same, we were friends, we were doing all the same things. Where has he gone now? Where has he flown off and taken off to? This is all when a person turns to Allah in sincerity, how Allah opens on that person. May Allah bless us with this reality.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا کے ہی راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں میں ہی سب سے برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 ذکر کی اب توفیق ہو یا رب یا ذکر کی اب توفیق ہو یا رب کام کا یہ ناکام ہو تیرا قلب میں ہر دم یاد ہو تیری قلب میں ہر دم یاد ہو تیری لب پہ ہمیشہ نام ہو تیرا تجھ سے بہت رہتا ہے گریزاں اب دل وحشی رام ہو تیرا مجھ کو اب استقلال عطا کر پختہ بس اب یہ خام ہو تیرا شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 ذکر تیرا کر کر کے الہی دور کروں میں دل کی سیاہی چھوڑ کے حب مالی و جاہی اب تو کروں بس فقر میں شاہی شام و سحر ہے شغل مناہی میرے گناہ لامتناہی کس سے کہوں میں اپنی تباہی کس سے کہوں میں اپنی تباہی تو ہی میری کر پشت پناہی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجائے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 دیدائے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد و اصحابہ و بارک وسلم اللهم انا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا واهلنا ومن الماء البارد ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.